From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The Illinois Supreme Court has refused to hear a challenge that questioned the fitness of Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich to hold office since he faces federal corruption charges. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
The state's attorney general had filed the request with the Illinois Supreme Court, asking it to temporarily remove the governor. Lisa Madigan had argued that Governor Blagojevich's legal and political troubles amount to a disability which keep him from performing his duties. The court denied the request with no comment. Harold Krent, dean of law at Chicago Kent College of Law, says the Supreme Court took the right step.
The clear mechanism under the Illinois Constitution for resolving the case of a governor who many think is unfit to serve should be through impeachment, and that process is already underway.
Governor Blagojevich stands accused of attempting to sell the U.S. Senate seat vacated by President-elect Barack Obama. Meantime, he's asking the state to pay for his legal defense in the impeachment proceedings. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.
President-elect Barack Obama officially announced the appointment of two new cabinet members today. Mr. Obama said he has tapped former Iowa Governor Tom Vilsack to be his agriculture secretary, and the president-elect named Colorado Senator Ken Salazar to head the Interior Department. Mr. Obama praised both men, saying they will protect the environment while also expanding the goal of energy independence.
Together, they will serve as guardians of the American landscape on which the health of our economy and the well-being of our families so heavily depend.
Latest choices move the president-elect closer to completing most of his cabinet picks before leaving for a pre-inaugural vacation. The Bush administration today moved to freeze the assets of a New York company it says is a front for the Iranian government and has provided support to Iran's nuclear program. And NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
ASA Corp. owns a building in Manhattan that Treasury officials allege was partly funded by Iran's bank Meli. According to the Treasury Department, ASA Corp. is a front company funneling rental income from the high-end Midtown building to Iran. The Treasury announced that it had frozen the company's assets and said its action does not interfere with business or other activities of the building's tenants. The latest move by the Treasury comes on the heels of a U.S. government finding last year that Bank Meli was providing services to Iran's missile programs. The U.S. government froze Bank Meli assets in the U.S. a year ago. The United States has already imposed sanctions on several state-run Iranian businesses, along with elements of its defense ministry and Revolutionary Guard Corps. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.
Domestic automaker Chrysler said today it plans to close all 30 of its manufacturing plants for a month starting on Friday. Troubled automaker said its production shutdown is needed as a result of slowing demand and as the company tries to conserve cash. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 99 points. The S&P 500 dropped 8 points today. This is NPR. A House panel is expected to convene next month to launch an inquiry into a $50 billion securities fraud alleged to have been carried out by Wall Street money manager Bernard Madoff. The announcement follows word yesterday the Securities and Exchange Commission, the government's main securities watchdog group, has launched an internal probe to try and figure out why allegations against Madoff weren't followed up on. Madoff, the former chairman of the NASDAQ stock market, was arrested last week and is charged with running what amounted to a massive Ponzi scheme. A judge today ordered the 70-year-old Madoff placed under house arrest, essentially confined to his Manhattan apartment. In an effort to curtail gun-related violence, Los Angeles is considering tightening its gun and ammunition laws. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates has more.
The new laws are being considered by the Los Angeles City Council and are designed to cut the city's gun-related injuries and deaths, especially those that are caused by gang violence. Although assault weapons were previously banned, a new law will now make the 50-caliber bullets that most of them fire illegal. Another change will remove the option of ammunition purchase through the internet and mail, forcing buyers to purchase their ammunition in person. Additional laws will require that ammunition vendors be licensed, and gun stores will now have to carefully and regularly inventory their weapons. Los Angeles has one of the highest gun homicide rates in the country. So far, there have been 354 homicides in 2008. L.A. Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa says guns account for 80% of the city's homicides. Karen Grigsby-Bates, NPR News.
Despite an announced OPEC production cut, crude oil futures fell $3.45 a barrel today, settling at $40.15 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.